So there's been a huge increase in unemployment filing claims. The latest data I saw was the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment reported they saw over 100,000 claims filed for the week of April 6th. Has that kind of general Colorado number also been consistent for what you've done?
It has. So we cover El Paso and Teller counties. Pikes Peak Workforce Center does. And so we've seen significant increases in unemployment numbers. The data that we get is delayed data. We are starting to get some data regarding the industries with the highest layoff numbers. Obviously, I think everyone thinks accommodations, hotels, restaurants, those are very high number of unemployment. But we're also seeing a high number of unemployment in the healthcare sector, which has surprised a lot of people. But you think your dentist, your chiropractors, all the big industry that it has, it's not just your hospitals, but maybe even your primary care manager may not be able to see patients. So that is where we're seeing some high industry layoffs.
Are you thinking at all about how this time is going to affect kind of the future of the workforce in the county?
Yeah, that's a great question. I just had this conversation yesterday. It's an aha moment. We have the state of Colorado, the governor pulled us at the beginning of what I think it was last year, started a new department under the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment, and it's called the Future of Work. And we've met as workforce directors throughout the state and communities thinking, okay, what is the future of work? What's that going to look like? How many people are going to be working virtually? And we've had all this talk. We've been talking about the future of work for years. And then literally within 2-3 weeks, we're there. We're all thinking of different creative solutions of being able to work from home or the social distancing that you need. I mean, we're already figuring out, okay, are there other ways for me to do what I need to do? Do I really need all this office space when I return? I may not, because people can work from home and it saves me money. So we really think about the future of work is, in some way, we're already there and we took a really big jump at it. We leaped towards it. But at the same time, we have to start thinking, and we're having these conversations in our community, is what do we need to do to train that future worker?
Being able to serve folks in the community, what has been challenging other than the obvious technology issues?
In my mind, when all this came out and we started, okay, we knew we had to stay at home and we had to close our physical doors, but just open our virtual doors for our clients. Pikes Peak Workforce Center, we serve the hard to serve population. The people that walk in our doors have significant barriers to employment. And what they need is they need hands and one-on-one assistance, writing a resume, looking for a job, filing for unemployment even before this. And they came to our offices and used our computers. We had faxes so they could fax their information if needed. We have telephones for them to use to make calls or do a Skype interview or using our technology for them to get jobs, anything job search related. So what happened in our minds is we knew our staff was safe, number one, but then number two is how do we ensure that the clients that we serve, the ones that walk in our door every day because they need someone, they need us, where do they go? The libraries are closed, everyone's closed, they don't have access to that technology. And we assume everyone just filed for unemployment. Well, that assumes that you have access to technology, that you have a computer, great, you have a computer, but do you have Wi-Fi? So how do we help those that need us the most? And that's been our biggest struggle right now, is how do we continue to assist that population? And that's one of our big strategies that we have coming out that we're game planning right now, is when we do reopen, how do we make sure we create enough space that's going to be social distancing for our clients who really need us to walk in the doors?